from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. At least 15 people have been killed from the wildfires burning across Northern California, 9 of them in Sonoma County. Santa Rosa, one of the Bay Area's largest cities, was hit particularly hard. KQED's Suki Lewis spent time today in an area around Coffee Park as some residents returned to their neighborhood. And Suki, I've heard that this area was really pretty devastated. What did residents see when they got there?
It was really unbelievable. I mean, people kept saying, like, it's like a war zone, or like, have you seen a World War II film? It looks like that, like just blocks and blocks and blocks of homes burned to the ground. You can just see the chimneys remaining. You can imagine it was really emotional day for people who were coming in. You know, the evacuation order is still in place, but people were kind of going past the roadblocks on foot and kind of sifting through the ashes that remained. One of the people I talked to was this young woman, Kayla Swaim, and she's 27 years old, and she's lived in this same home since she was born.
I've just never imagined I would see something like this ever in my life. This was the place, the only place in the world that I felt safe. And with all the chaos going on around the world, I knew that I can come home and I would be safe in my little bubble. I'll miss waking up in the morning and opening the shutters and having the sun shine through. But it was beautiful here. And now it's this.
Oh, Suki, what kind of neighborhood was this? Were there many people like this woman with such deep roots?
Yes, it was like a solidly middle-class neighborhood, you know, modest homes, and many people had lived there for a long time, you know, 30, 40 years. I met up with Don Millerick, who had lived in his home for 41 years and raised his 3 kids there.
It's just a big pile of rubble, burnt ash rubble.
What is the thing that you lost that means the most or that you miss the most?
I don't know if I've had time for that to absorb yet.
Okay.
I'm going to miss my old car there. That was a car I drove to high school. I've had it all these years. And I'm going to miss having a place to come home after work more than anything.
Suki, did Mr. Millerick and other residents there have much warning to evacuate? Because we've heard many stories where people didn't get an alert or had very little warning.
Yeah, I think some did and some didn't. But many people that I talked to just had no warning at all, like saw flames, saw smoke, and, you know, barely made it out with their lives. This woman, Linda Jacobson, said she thought that the warning was just precautionary and showed me around what used to be her yard.
I had a cat run over there so my cat could go out in this little, like, chicken coop. It was all wired in, and I had a hole in my bedroom. He could come in.
Did your
apple
cats
tree.
Make it out?
No, I didn't take them. I didn't think it would happen.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I didn't take them.
Oh, another sad story, Suki. Did you get any sense if Ms. Jacobson was going to rebuild?
She said she did plan to rebuild there. And, you know, many people are not quite in the phase yet where they're thinking forward what they're going to do next. Many people are still in shock. You know, some people don't even know if their homes have burned or not yet. And it's still really early, and many people are still in mourning.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing us these stories, Suki.
Thank you, Tara.
That's KQED's Suki Lewis, who has been in Santa Rosa today. And I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.